We sat in the blow-up wading pool in our backyard, the night sky looking down on us as we lazily sipped our champagne from plastic cups and enjoyed the feel of our nude bodies touching. The fence closed out the world and everything receded back until we were alone, laying nude under the stars. The world was just a possible voyeur, watching our display and adding that thought to our excitement. You gently let your fingernails tickle the hair on my balls, barely touching, so that the air seemed to be caressing me. You leaned across my chest and closed your eyes as I gently played with your hair, stroking it lovingly, enjoying the feel of its dark silken strands on my fingers. I lifted my cup to sip again, and you looked up at me and smiled. As it touched my lips, you pushed my hand, and the champagne poured out too fast and spilled over my chest and onto you. We laughed silently, not wanting to alert curious eyes, at least not yet. I leaned over and licked the champagne from your shoulders and neck, sucking it from your skin with a quiet slurp. But to us, the slurp was like thunder. We smile and I kiss you, a soft kiss. Not tentative, but soft, so that we could enjoy the feel of each other's lips. We open our eyes again and look at each other, and I hug you to me, pressing our bodies so close we almost believe they can be one. I let you go and lean over to pick up the bottle to pour myself another glass. You moan slightly and hold up your glass for me to refill. Instead, I hold the bottle up to your lips and you open them for me. I tilt the bottle a little too much and the frothy champagne pours into your mouth and down your chin. You let out a tiny squeal as the cold froth strikes your breasts and belly, splashing across your bare skin. The sparkling wine seems to capture the night in itself and sparkles on your flesh. I lean down and begin to lick it off again. You moan heavily, not so much for the pleasure of my tongue, but more for the thought of the act. The thought of me sucking the champagne from your skin entices you and arouses you. You take the bottle from me, freeing my hands so that I can rub the wetness across your breasts as I lick it off. I indulge in a gluttonous feast of you and lick every inch of your chest. You keep me going by pouring more sparkling wine over yourself every time I get close to being done. I lick across your belly and down to the top of your pubic hair as you slowly work your way down your body, leading me to where you most want my tongue. But we take our time tonight. There is no time. There is nothing but the moment, the night, and us. I watch as the first splash of champagne pours over your shaved lips. They glisten as the sparkling wine foams and drips down between the slightly parted lips. I watch it as the champagne slowly loses the foam, and then I gently lick the sweet liquid from your outer lips. You push on my head to get me to enter you with my tongue, but I resist. I don't want to yet. I love to watch you squirm, wanting to be tongue-fucked and needing to come on my face. The way you lift your hips to me, the feel of your hand wrapped in my long hair, the smell of your arousal mixing with the sweetness of the sparkling wine. Finally, I give you what you want. My tongue parts you and slides down your dripping wet slit. I suck and lick your juices mixed with the champagne and let it drool down my face. Your hand closes around my cock and you begin to pull it gently, squeezing it and enjoying the feel of it in your hand. I push my face hard against you and my chin parts your lips, my tongue deep into you, licking your inner folds and then snaking into you to tickle you from the inside. I shake my head back and forth and my chin presses against your clit, my goatee tickling you. You lift your hips and grind them into my face and start to shake. I drink you in as you come, letting your juices fill my mouth and nose so that all I know is your sex. You shake your head back and forth, wanting to scream out, but you can't. You can't be as loud as you want, and it drives you mad. So instead, you grind your pussy onto my face hard and concentrate on getting off. Rubbing on my face and grabbing my hair, you are using me to come. Then a great shaking goes through you, and your entire body starts to shake hard. You press your face into your pussy with all your might and bite your lip to keep from screaming as a wave of pure pleasure sweeps through you and you come hard for me and on me. Your body stops shaking after a short time and you relax your hold on my hair. I sit back up and kiss you, harder this time, our tongues tasting each other's as we embrace. You smile as you taste yourself and the sparkling wine on me. We kiss again, and then sit back for a moment to catch our breath and look again at the stars in the night sky. I take the bottle and casually begin to peel the foil from the neck. You watch for a moment and then get bored, so find other ways to amuse yourself. Your hand once again curls around my hard cock, and you squeeze it firmly in your loving grasp. The last of the foil peels away, and you take the bottle from me and take a deep drink from it and hold the cold liquid in your mouth, the foam pushing out between your full, sensuous lips. You bend down and slide my cock into your mouth, the cold champagne spilling out all over me and dripping down my balls. My body tenses as the cold strikes, but then relaxes as your mouth heats my cock back to the boil and slides it back into your mouth. You pull back your hair from my side so your face can be seen, the cock sliding into your mouth, almost disappearing between your lips. My private porn show. You begin to suck and lick my cock with gusto. In the silent night, I can hear the sounds of the show, wet slurping and sucking sounds. I grab the bottle of champagne and shake it. A spray of foam erupts and covers us both. I pour it on my belly and over the side of your face. We are covered in it, wet and sticky. You grab my balls and squeeze them as my cock throbs in your mouth. Using the wine as lube, you begin to stroke the very base of my cock as you concentrate on the upper shaft. It was too much. Like the bottle of wine, suddenly I am erupting, my cum shooting into your mouth and filling it so full it squishes out of your lips and onto me. You pull off my cock and stroke me hard and fast and rub the head. My cum shoots into the air and splatters on both of us. The cum and wine mix and cover us both as the last of my cum shoots out. I lay back and you lay on me, the sticky, wet, slippery mess squishing between us. We look up at the night sky and wonder if anyone saw, if anyone heard. We wonder if we got caught. And the thought of being seen begins the whole thing all over again.